It's just after 9 o'clock. This is the Power FM News, sponsored by The Jap's Eye, the new millennium wheel like the London Eye, but in Japan. Forget the lion, the witch and the wardrobe, it's the lion, the witch and the freezer. Yesterday in Blend, a lion and a witch had to be rescued by firemen as they became trapped in a disused freezer after playing on a rubbish tip. The emergency services were alerted after the pair went missing and worried parents contacted the police. Neither the lion nor the witch was seriously hurt, but both were kept in overnight suffering from fear. There's been more controversy over the plans to redesign Wembley Stadium. Architects unveiled the blueprints last night to a shocked crowd of onlookers who could scarcely believe what they were seeing. Designers revealed that by 2002, the pitch will consist of a series of leather mats balanced on a herd of specially trained dolphins who, with a flick of their noses, can submerge the mats to create an Olympic-sized swimming pool. The famous Wembley penalty areas will now be on a suspended platform high above the pool, and one lady creature told Power FM that she fears that this will ruin the beautiful game.
Suddenly the goalposts have moved to a point where it's just unbelievable, really, and just devastating for everybody.
And plans already afoot to replace the goalposts themselves with taken-off jumpers, like you do in the playground or down the wreck. Finally, a massive warmongering tribe of plumbers have invaded the south coast, armed with a collection of sharpened mixer taps and piping. They say the coast is too wet, and they intend to siphon off the sea and collect it in a giant cistern-type arrangement, like the ones on the back of toilets, only bigger. The plumbers, who are decorated with woad, say that if anyone tries to stop them, then it'll all go off, and the south coast will just become a decimated wasteland of Jubilee clips and ball cops. In the next hour, a Bournemouth woman sees the face of Jesus in a dog's fur, and where now for the man frightened of the spinning Jenny?